Me too, but I guess that's the trick he's doing.
Okay, cheers.
Okay, so our next speaker is Matteo from the University of Bristol, and he's going to talk about quantum calibration.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much for having me here. And what I will present today is the result of joint work with Simon Wood, Yannick Good, and Raphael Nedelec. So this talk is gonna be about QGAM and our package for fitting non-parametric additive quantile models in R. So I'll just give a couple of definitions. Quantile regression means that there is no parametric assumption on the conditional distribution of the response given the covariates, so that each quantile is fitted independently. And additive means simply that we have a model for the tauth quantile, which is simply a sum of some univariate effects of the covariates plus some other multivariate effects. And non-parametric is because these effects don't have a parametric form, and in this context, we model them using splines. So the starting point for our work was the article from Gaillard, 2016, who proposed a quantile regression method, which they applied to win the electricity load and price forecasting tracks of the JEFCOM 2014 challenge. And in particular, in the load track, the data included hourly electricity load and temperatures between 2005 and 2011. So essentially, in this challenge, in this track, they would have liked to use a model for the tauth quantile, such as the one I'm showing here. And in particular, they wanted to have an effect for temperature, another one for a smoothed temperature, and a seasonal effect for the position along the year, and an effect for that was of time, so it was the long-term trend. And then they wanted a factor variable for each day of the week. And their problem in that case is that they couldn't find a methodology and software for additive quantile regression that was selecting the smoothing parameters automatically, that was fast enough, that is, wasn't using Monte Carlo methods, and that was reliable enough. And what they did was they bypassed this issue by developing their own method, which is based only on a Gaussian GAM fit plus some linear quantile regressions. So the purpose of our work was to try to achieve these three requirements, and plus we wanted also to get some reliable uncertainty estimates for the fitted quantiles. And here, essentially, I try to summarize the methodology in one slide. And our fitting procedure for the quantiles is made up in three nested loops. In the innermost loop, we estimate the regression coefficients for fixed smoothing parameters, gamma, and for fixed sigma, which is what I call the learning rate. And so beta hat, the regression coefficients, are such that they minimize a loss, rho, of tau, which is the so-called pinball loss, which is the standard loss used in quantile regression. Plus, we have a quadratic penalty on the regression coefficient to penalize model complexity. Then on a higher level, we estimate the smoothing parameters for fixed learning rate. And we do this by maximizing the integral of the exponential of minus the pinball loss, which is integrated with respect to a prior on the regression coefficients, which depends on the smoothing parameters. And on the outer loop, we select the learning rate, and we do it in such a way that the pointwise credible intervals for the quantiles have approximately the right coverage. And one thing to notice is that because the pinball loss rho is not differentiable, we approximate it using a differentiable function which is parameterized by epsilon, and we recover this pinball loss if we let epsilon go to zero. And so in the rest of the talk, I focus more on the software and applications, but you can install our package from my GitHub repository. But if you're interested in the methodology, I've put a draft paper in the same repository. And the package is still a work in progress at the moment, but I think there are a couple of functions at least that are quite reliable and well documented. And I'll move on to describe those. So here I give a very simple example. So in the first three lines, what I do is just to use this GAMSIM function from NGCV, which simulates data from an additive model. Here one means that this is the first example in MGCV. And I'm simulating 400 data points from a normal. And then if we want to fit a model for the quantiles, the first thing we need to do is to select the learning rate. And here I do it using this tune learn function. What it does is just it evaluates a loss on a grid of possible values for the learning rate. And so you see the call is quite simple. So form is just the model. We have four covariates and we use a smooth for each. And then R is the epsilon, this is approximating tolerance that we use. And here I'm fitting Q that is quantile 0.8. And then to fit the model itself, I use a QGAM function. The arguments are pretty much the same. But here the learning rate is fixed to the value that minimizes the loss on the grid. And then QGAM just outputs an MGCV GAM object, so you can use all the methods provided by MGCV on it. For example, here I'm just plotting what is the effect of each covariate. And then in practice, a simpler approach, if you don't want to, or you don't know how to specify a grid of values for the learning rate, you can just call QGAM without providing any value for this parameter. And QGAM will call tune learn fast, which does some optimization, which minimizes his calibration loss. So here I provide the results of some tests on some simple models. And in particular, I consider this additive model with three covariates, X, Z, and V. And the error are distributed according to a gamma 3.1. So here I've simulated 1,000 data points from this model, and I've estimated several quantiles a number of times. And I check what is the average pinball loss that we get on some testing set. So here in this table, we have five quantiles. And in the first row, we have the pinball loss that we get using this calibration approach in QGAM. In the second row, we have the results that we obtain if we estimate the learning rate using by maximizing the marginal likelihood, which is the default approach at the moment in MGCV. And the third row is what we get with gradient boosting as implemented by the mBoost package. So we see that for all quantiles, the calibration approach seems to do better. And the marginal likelihood approach does quite badly, especially for extreme quantiles. And this is because this method is overfitting. And mBoost also does relatively well, and it is reliable on all quantiles. Then apart from the pinball loss, we are interested in knowing what is the coverage that we get from our credible intervals. So here the horizontal red lines are the nominal levels, so at three different nominal levels of coverage. And on the right, you see the black dots are the empirical coverage that you get with the marginal likelihood approach. And you see that we don't get very good coverage, but we have under coverage for most of the quantiles. While on the left, we have the result with our calibration approach. So you see that you get the empirical coverage is much closer to nominal levels. And maybe the method is struggling a little bit on the highest quantile. And this is probably because here the response is skewed to the right. So we have very few data points close to this quantile curve. And then going back to the electricity load forecasting application, what we have done here is to forecast electricity load 1 week ahead on a rolling basis. And we do this for 20 quantiles. And we use the first 5 years for training and the rest for testing. And here you have an example call for QGAM. Essentially, the model here is we model the load as a smooth for temperature, and another smooth for the smoothed temperature, and then we have a cyclic smooth for the position along the year, and the smooth effect for time with only with a basis of only rank 4, and then a factor for each day of the week. And here I'm fitting the median, so the quantile is 0.5, and this error, epsilon, is 0.05. So here on the left, we have the load on the training set, and on the in black and in gray, the load on the test set. And on the right, here we have the loss achieved by each method. And here I've taken the pinball loss of each method, and I divide it by the pinball loss for that quantile that is achieved using a Gaussian fit. So in fact, the Gaussian fit is just the horizontal black line. Then in the purple line is the loss that we get with mBoost, which it does a little bit better than a Gaussian fit. And then the red line is the loss that we get with the approach of Gaillard. And our method is the dotted blue line. So we see that our method is good to see that it does better than a Gaussian fit for all quantiles. And it does better also of the method of Gaillard below quantile 0.4. But possibly their method does a little bit better above this quantile. And then in terms of computing time, if we fix the learning rate in QGAM, and if we fix the number of gradient boosting steps in mBoost, then a median fit on the full data set takes around 1.7 seconds with QGAM and around 50 seconds with mBoost. So to conclude, to use additive quantile regression as a routine tool for statistical work, I think we need automatic smoothing parameter selection, a reliable uncertainty estimates, and reasonable speed. And so I think that so far we have achieved these points. And another thing that obviously is needed is computational stability. And I think we have achieved this point as well, but one has to be careful at the moment not to set these tolerance parameter to very low levels, otherwise the method becomes a bit unstable. And what is really missing are model checks and diagnostics, because all the checks that are provided by MGCV do not apply for quantile regression, so they are not appropriate. So I think we will add something of this kind in the future. And these are the references. Thank you.
Short.
No, no, that's something really that is missing. I mean, from the start, our focus was really on a single quantile. And I think if you had to impose, you know, you have to impose an overall structure if you want the quantiles not to cross. And I think that problem is kind of orthogonal to what we are trying to tackle so far. Okay, so how do I go back? I want to go back to the. Okay. Okay. So sorry, the question was about. So the question was about the quadratic penalty on the right of the first formula, and so the we have several penalties because you have, for example, in the electricity load example. We have different variables such as temperature and the position along the year, and they are on different scales. So obviously you can't penalize them because then also the coefficients are on different scales, so you have to use different penalties. And sorry, the second question was about how we estimate gamma.
Yeah, you fix it. So the question was, could you also tune this in a similar fashion as you tune sigma?
Now, gamma here is we estimated by maximizing this function here, this integral on the second formula. Yeah, so outside the context of quantile regression, that will be the marginal likelihood. And in this case, it's the marginal likelihood of a misspecified model because it's based on a loss. Yeah.
Further questions? Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.